As Mark mentioned, one of the biggest challenges with going to Mars is what to take with you. Every bit of weight has to be justified, and taking lots of stores with you would be hugely expensive.
One idea that has been suggested to get round this is to 3D print things there using materials found on Mars. But could we grow various resources such as oil, food or even oxygen by manipulating bacteria? We're joined down the line by Professor Lynn Rothschild. She's an astrobiologist at Brown University and NASA, and she's been exploring the use of something known as synthetic biology in space travel. Hi, Lynn.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, tell me, what is synthetic biology to start with?
Well, there are all sorts of fancy definitions, but the easiest way to look at it is that we're able to do something new with biology. So whereas we don't hear as well as a bat or run as fast as a tiger or whatever, if we could have those capabilities, if we could mix and match the genes, we could do all sorts of wonderful things. And the same would be true of a bacterium or an alga or a plant or whatever, that you can give it new capabilities that it never had before, or perhaps no other organism on Earth ever has had.
So say you want some bacteria to make rocket fuel, you could do that?
Absolutely. I mean, I say absolutely, it depends exactly what you're running your rocket on, but certainly organisms make fuel. In fact, every time you turn on your car, you're burning products from organisms. They happen to have been dinosaurs, but there's no reason that you couldn't use organisms to make fuel on Mars.
How does this actually work? So say we're going to Mars and we want to have these manipulated bacteria there. What do you need?
Well, we need some sort of infrastructure, just like you have in a lab. And I think the best way to imagine is if you've ever been through a distillery or a beer production facility, you have vats where you have microbes. In the case of beer, for example, they're yeast cells that are metabolizing some kind of input, whether it's grass or whatever, and then they're producing alcohol. Instead of grass, we would be using other sorts of photosynthetic organisms, probably some sort of a microbe, like a cyanobacterium. If you're very old like I am, we used to call them blue-green algae. And for your production organism, we might be using a yeast cell. As you say, we might be using a bacterium. And then you're able to produce, honestly, anything from a leather simulant to food to perfume to clothing to rocket fuel. I really believe that we could make just about anything you need using biology.
And in terms of the actual DNA stuff, how would you take that?
Well, easy, because if you're taking a human, you're taking lots of DNA. In fact, not one of the spacecraft we have ever sent anywhere has been completely sterilized, has been removed. So we've already sent DNA all over the solar system and beyond. In terms of bringing up small quantities, we could certainly do that in cells. We're working right now with a particular bacterium, Bacillus subtilis, that forms a very resistant spore. These spores have been flown out on space on satellites for over 2 years, so we know they're highly resistant. So we could send the DNA in the spore form. We could dry it and send it. But ultimately, we won't even want to do that. We're going to want to break this physical link. And so what we'll want to do is, on the Earth, send information to how to make new DNA, and the colonists on Mars will take that information and actually print new sequences of DNA.
From my understanding of synthetic biology, it's a lot about having kind of standard components and parts, almost like a library that you can just pick and choose. I mean, what kinds of properties could potentially be put into bacteria that we could take to Mars?
There's a very, very active community working on this on planet Earth for Earth-based applications. And so people are already involved in all the sorts of things that I mentioned, from perfumes and fuels to certainly anti-malarial drugs, other sorts of drugs. But the real conceit of all this is that when you take up, for example, a computer, you're lifting up a lot of mass into space, and your computer goes bad, what do? You can't really call for another one to be delivered the next day. And so you're going to have to deal with what you have. And biology as a technology has incredibly appealing properties. The big one is that it replicates itself. I mean, if you had computers that replicated themselves, no big deal. Or your clothing, you put down your trousers in the evening and they're 2 a.m, that would be great. But that's not the way physical things work. But that's the way biology works. And furthermore, if it's damaged, it can repair itself. And so when you start to think of biology as a technology, it opens up all sorts of possibilities.
Would there be risks then of releasing these manipulated bacteria on Mars?
The biggest problem with sending things to Mars is that there is a possibility that there is an indigenous Martian biota. And honestly, that would be the biggest scientific discovery in the history of biology. If we found a second life form, and particularly if it was in the next planet over. So if we sent astronauts and all these organisms and so on, and we destroyed our possibility of finding a second life form, that would be an enormous scientific tragedy.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. That's Lynn Rothschild from Brown University. And there's more about synthetic biology in this month's Naked Genetics podcast.